And while advocates calling for Congress to take action on the president's package of gun violence proposals is still to be determined, Maryland lawmakers have agreed to reduce magazine capacity, remove several military-style semi-automatic rifles, and require fingerprinting to purchase a weapon. And joining us live to offer his thoughts on that is NRA President David Keene. David, welcome back to WTOP. Glad to have you with us again.
It's always a pleasure.
What do you think of this Maryland law that cleared Annapolis?
Well, much of it's foolish. Some of it's unconstitutional. And other portions of it simply put burdens on honest citizens who have every right under the Second Amendment to own and use firearms for legitimate purposes.
What's unconstitutional?
I believe that the ban on the so-called assault rifle, the semi-automatic rifle, particularly in the Maryland ban, where they ban any semi-automatic weapon that will ever be made by Bushmaster because they didn't like the Bushmaster brand being used by the shooter in Connecticut. You know, in the Heller decision, which ratified the individual right to keep and bear arms, it was almost as if the Supreme Court majority contemplated this sort of thing happening. Because what they wrote in that decision was that while it is legitimate to have reasonable restrictions on Second Amendment rights, just as we can on First Amendment rights, that they're looked at critically, and they said that one kind of firearm that cannot be banned is one that's commonly owned and widely used for legitimate purposes. The AR-15, which is banned under this, a semi-automatic rifle, is the best-selling rifle in America, has been for some years. It's the most used gun for long-arm training. It's the most used firearm in competition, and it's used for home defense and hunting. It's almost as if the court said, you know, somebody's going to come up with this idea again, and we ought to just give them some warning.
When taking away such weapons and the magazines in order to use them, it seems that what the argument would be from the NRA is that people who are not used to obeying the law are just going to find a way around it anyway. Is that the NRA's contention here?
Well, that's always been the case. I mean, the Justice Department and the FBI do occasional surveys and research of criminals and where they get guns. They don't go to Walmart and buy an AR-15. They get their guns on the street. And furthermore, the ban on assault weapons, while, you know, they've been used in two or three mass murder-type situations, they're not really assault weapons anyway. What they are semi-automatic rifles that the people banning them don't like the looks of. But the fact is they're very rarely used in crime in this country. In fact, according to FBI figures, in any given year, more people are beaten to death than are killed with all long arms. That includes all rifles, all so-called assault weapons, and all shotguns. So in terms of reducing crime and mayhem, targeting these firearms doesn't make any empirical sense. Mm-hmm. What it is it's feel-good legislation. And the most glaring example of that in the Maryland law is, of course, the attack on Bushmaster because a Bushmaster firearm was used in Connecticut. So therefore, anything that Bushmaster ever makes is to be forbidden to be owned by anybody in Maryland. Well, that's a foolish response to the activities of somebody who's probably clinically insane.
David, before I let you go, I'd like to find out whether or not you will pursue this issue of what you believe to be unconstitutional in the Maryland law. Will you take that to court and challenge
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. We are already in court in New York, and we will be in court and aiding those in Maryland. And I'm myself a Maryland resident who want to challenge the constitutionality of this and other provisions here in Maryland. And we're looking at other responses as well. You know, part of the problem is Maryland and New York, being good examples, are essentially one-party states. And the governors of those states are using this issue, in my opinion, to try and appeal to a small minority within their own party because they both see themselves as potential presidents. What they don't realize is that by doing this, they're making themselves, should lightning actually strike within their own party, they're making themselves unelectable in any kind of a national race.
Certainly, it's an issue that is not going away anytime soon. NRA President David Keene, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.